your marriage can be restored. And you can walk away just spiritually depleted as you were before, because God can restore your marriage, but you need to heal your spirit, not just restore your marriage.
This is Straight Talk.
Good evening. Welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joshua Halleck, in the studio with Pastor Mark Jobe, Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church. And New Life Community Church is a unique place here in the city of Chicago. And Pastor Mark, what would you say to somebody out there who may not have a church home, or who's been listening online, or they've been listening on the radio, and they want to grow in their faith?
Yeah, I would say find a good church, gospel preaching, Jesus honoring, faithful, love-filled church. And there's some great churches around Chicagoland, and I'm friends with a lot of great pastors that really love Jesus and are in this city. But we'd invite you also, if you don't know where to go, we'd love for you to check out one of our locations in and around Chicagoland area. And if you get onto our website, you can go to our page that says locations, and you'll have a map of Chicagoland, and you can find one of our locations that's near you. We'd love to have you visit. And if you do, please let the pastor know that you heard about this through Straight Talk. We love to hear how our radio listeners give us some feedback.
If you say, I love God, I have a heart for God, I really haven't connected with the Church of Jesus, we want to challenge you this summer to visit, at least just take a visit to a good gospel preaching church. And as Pastor Mark said, if you don't know where to go, come visit us. You can find out more information at www.newlifechicago.org. God bless you.
Thanks, Josh. Hi, everybody. We continue on with the second half of Pastor Mark's message called Breaking Through Your Ceiling tonight. And it's part of Pastor Mark's new series called Chain Reaction, Setting Change in Motion. We'll be in the book of Luke tonight, chapter 5, verses 17 through 32. Here's Pastor Mark with tonight's Straight Talk.
I feel like there's an urgency in my spirit for some of you, because I believe there's a window that's open, a window to get right with God, a window of salvation, a window where people have been praying that the gospel of Jesus Christ will go with power, a window for people to come to Jesus and to say, I've been far from you, God, but you're drawing me, a window for some of those of you who have been religious or distant from God, that the Spirit is saying, today is the day of salvation. I feel that urgency in my spirit. There's a window there. And I want to make sure that if God is calling you, that you not miss the window of God calling you unto himself. Number two, I'm talking about breaking through ceilings. Expect obstacles. Every major breakthrough will be preceded by personal challenges. Hey, there is nothing that's worth obtaining in life that doesn't come with challenges. If it's worth it, it will be hard to get. If it's worth it, there will be obstacles. If it's valuable, you will be challenged. The Bible tells us that in verse 18, some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat, and they tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. Now, in Mark chapter 2, it tells us specifically that there were four men. And in verse 19, it says, and when they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they attempted another way. Now, let's play this back for a second. Here's men, and I want you to grasp this. Here's men that decided that their friend, who they had known for a while, four men, they decided, we're going to carry this guy that can't walk on his own, and we're going to carry him to a place in where he can encounter Jesus. And so each of them take a corner of the mat, and they carry this man towards the presence of Jesus. I don't know how far they had to walk, if it was miles, if it was blocks, but they finally get to the house in which Jesus was. It happened to be, most scholars believe it was Peter's mother-in-law's house. Peter was married. Jesus healed his mother-in-law when she had a fever. And so when they get to the house of Peter's mother-in-law, the place is packed out. People are overflowing. They're hanging out on the outside. And so they take the mat and they I believe they tried to get in. They pressed through a little bit. Excuse me, we're trying to get to Jesus. And someone probably says, hey, dude, get in line. We're all trying to get to Jesus. And so they're trying to push it in, trying to get in, but they have a paralyzed. They can't quite get through. And so at that moment, they have a decision to make. Do we keep trying or do we say we tried and it didn't work? And what was between them and Jesus? People. Not the nicest people, because some of them were Pharisees and teachers of the law. I think there's a beautiful visual illustration that sometimes between us and Jesus, there are people. And sometimes it's the people that keep us from the presence of God. And sometimes it's the people that we blame for the reason that we can't get into the presence of God. How many people do I know that I run into in a casual conversation and they find out I'm a pastor and then they tell me, well, I used to go to church. And I say, well, what happened? Well, these people. That hypocrite that just didn't, or that guy that accused me, that person that was so judgmental, that pastor that wasn't really teaching the word, these people that hurt me. I just decided I had enough of organized religion. I always say that's fine because join us. We're disorganized religion. You can come join us at any time. But the excuse that I get most of all is it's people why I'm not going to church or the house of God to worship God. Someone hurt me, disappointed me. Someone let me down. Someone didn't follow up after me. Someone didn't pray for me. Someone didn't encourage me. Someone promised something and didn't keep their word. Someone is keeping me from the presence of Jesus. These people could have given up right away and said, ah, those people, they don't let us get close. They don't see you're paralyzed. Your needs are bigger than their needs, and they're not even sensitive to that. Let me tell you, if you're letting people that have hurt you or insensitive, if you're letting people with issues keep you from the presence of Jesus, then you have a very lame excuse. The truth of it is, you say, well, I went into church and this person had an attitude. And they're in church and they're a hypocrite. They got issues in their life. Hello? Why do you think they're in church? If we can't come to the house of God to deal with issues, then where in the world are we supposed to go? Tell the person beside you, hey. Go ahead, say hey. Get their attention. I have as many issues as you have. Go ahead, tell them that. Oh, I heard some of you saying, you got more issues than I have. Go, come on, don't alter it now. Don't alter it now. And let me tell you, that person beside you that has issues, the day will come where you can use their issues as your excuses why you no longer come to God. But let me, oh, can I preach to you today? Can I give you revelation? Can I give you revelation here? The people of God may have issues, but God has no issues, except that he loves you and cares for you and has a purpose and a plan for your life. So don't project God's people's issues on God. He is perfect in every way. And you can decide, well, I got hurt, I got burned because of people's issues. And so I walk away from the presence of Jesus, or you can decide to say, I don't care who stands in my way. I'm going to make it to the presence of Jesus. I'm going to climb over people, walk over people, build a ladder. But I'm getting to Jesus no matter who is around him and trying to keep me from him. I'm getting to the presence of Jesus. And I believe that this is the attitude that these folks had, because faith is the force that drives us to push through challenges. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things not seen. Faith is believing that God will lead you there even though you may encounter obstacles. Faith is knowing that God is true to his promises even though it may be a journey to get there. Faith is saying, God, I trust you even through the hurts that I may experience, because one day, Lord, I'm getting to your presence and I see a better, brighter, different future than what I'm living right now. That's faith. So not only do you need to seize the moment, you need to expect obstacles, but next you need to synergize your faith. Synergy means that the combined total of various parts is stronger than the parts that are alone. Synergy is multiple pieces together being stronger than the individual pieces alone. Synergizing your faith means that the power of combined faith can overcome obstacles that solo faith cannot overcome. In verse 19, it says, did I lose you? Are you still with me? Because kind of nod. Okay, I just want to make sure you're with me here. When they could not find a way to do this, to do what? To get to the presence of Jesus because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and they lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd right in front of Jesus. Don't miss the drama of this story. I believe, first of all, that it takes sometimes a group of friends to push you through areas that you probably could not push through on your own. Men are notorious for not having friends. Women say, oh, I got my girlfriend here, my girlfriend, my BFF, you know, and they got all the terminologies. I don't hear men saying, my BFF. Men have acquaintances, buddies. But men are notorious for operating in solo silos. Men have a hard time counting on one hand three friends that they can count as friends that they can open up to and really share with. Oh, don't get me wrong. They can put down a Bud Light and talk about the Sox with a couple of buddies. They can discuss politics and they can rant and rave about the finances and the economy. But when it comes to like, can I share my heart? How I'm doing, how I'm feeling, how I'm struggling in my marriage, how I'm doubting my faith, how I'm depressed or down. Talk about how they're really doing. They're notorious for not having anybody to talk to. So don't take that strong exterior, I got it all together facade as though they really have it all together and don't need anybody, because many men on the inside are dying because they have not one single friend that they can call out to and say, bro, I'm really struggling. This is what's going on. Can you pray for me?
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Breaking Through Your Ceiling, which is from Pastor Mark's series called Chain Reaction, Setting Change in Motion. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 17 through 32. Tonight's Straight Talk is called Breaking Through Your Ceiling.
That's why we do things like the encounter retreat, where men are in a small group and just spilling out their guts openly and honestly what their life is really like. Listen, we need a small circle of people that are going to believe with us sometimes. And it's not that people aren't out there, it's that our pride and our unwillingness to be vulnerable keeps us from letting people into our inner circle. So when they reach an obstacle, four men come together, and instead of giving up, you know, I don't know, there's always got to be one of those guys in your inner circle that's kind of the guy with the crazy ideas. There's always one. You know who it is. You hang out with him like, I got an idea. It's like, uh-oh. So I can imagine one of the friends of the pair, like, I got an idea. Like, uh-oh. Remember last time you had an idea? It didn't end up too well. Let's climb on the roof, go up there, and let's dig a hole in and put him in front of Jesus. And they're like, dude, you want us to break through someone's ceiling, make a hole? Who's going to pay for it? That's crazy. Come on, it's the only way. Let's do it. All right, well, at least let's check it out. So they take the paralytic guy onto the roof, and the guy, you know, the animated, I'm going to do it. He's counting off. Yeah, okay, I think Jesus is around here. Come on, let's dig a hole now. It's like, okay, well, I don't know. And so he starts digging. They lift him up. He starts digging. Why? It's their synergized faith, believing together. We're not going to stop until we get this guy some help. And so they start digging in the ceiling. Come on, digging, throwing things around. And finally, you know, they make a hole. Yeah, we're right in front of Jesus. Now, you have to imagine being down there and right in front of Jesus, a little there's pieces of tile falling on Jesus' hair. There's grass hitting the people in the front. There's rays of light coming in. Peter's mother-in-law saying, "Oh, Lord, I knew I shouldn't have had this group in my house. Oh, what are they going to do to my house?" Peter's saying, "Mom, I'm sorry. Mom, I'm sorry." And so they break through. You know, they're trying to get the paralytic man into it, make a hole that's big enough. They make it, no, his hips don't fit. Let's try it this way. All the time, Jesus is speaking underneath. And suddenly, they start lowering the paralytic down from the ceiling. I mean, it takes a while to make a hole, figure it out, lower it. And I love what Jesus says. I love the heart of Jesus. It makes me almost want to tear up because it says, and when Jesus saw what? Whose faith? Their faith. Plural, combined, synergy. It didn't say when Jesus saw his faith. It says, and when Jesus saw their faith. Oh man, there's power when there's their faith. When there's a couple of people believing together, not giving up. Man, we're going to believe until we see. The Bible says when two or three agree, they combine together. We're going to storm the gates of heaven until this happens. We're going to bind together and believe together until we see earth shake and heaven open until we see this happen. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, friend, friend, do you even know this paralytic guy? I love the fact that Jesus didn't say, hey, paralytic, because your issue does not define your persona in the presence of Jesus. You may have come into this auditorium an addict, but he doesn't say, hey, addict. You may have come into this place a divorcee. He doesn't say, hey, divorcee. You may have come into this auditorium feeling like you're a failure, and he doesn't say, hey, failure. You may have come a prodigal. He doesn't say, hey, hard-hearted. Hey, prodigal. He looks past your issues, what has defined you, what other people see in you, what has been your past, and he sees into your heart. He sees the present and the future he's calling you to. And with endearment in his voice and love in his heart, he says, hey, friend. I love that about the Son of Man. I love that about the heart of God. He's known your story. He's seen your dreams. He's watched the trauma of your life unfold, the good and the bad, the disappointments, the doubts, the times you've been angry, walked away, the times you've pressed in. He knows your story and he calls you friend. Friend. Your sins are forgiven. Two things come to my mind. Number one, I love the heart of Jesus that he calls him friend. Number two, if I was a paralytic, I don't want my sins to be forgiven. I want to be healed. Do you notice the paralytic came to Jesus to be healed, but Jesus dealt with the spirit before he touched the problem that the paralytic was coming to him for. You see, I believe today that your problem is not really your problem. that some of you are driven to God because you have a problem that you think defines your life, and God knows that the real problem isn't the problem that you perceive to be your problem, that the real problem is deeper than your problem. You think that your problem is depression, but God knows that the problem is your spirit. You think that the problem is that your job is going to give you a pink slip and you're worried about it, but God knows that really the problem is that you trust Him. There's something deeper, spiritual, that's deeper than what you perceive your problem to be. Many people come to God because of problems, but they don't understand that the problem, the physical, emotional, financial, marital, social problem, is just driving them to deal with the real issue, which is a spiritual problem. Because at the root of all of our problems is a spiritual key. This man came to Jesus because he was a paralytic, but Jesus understood that the real issue was that he was living in sin and needed to be forgiven. Are you tracking with me? So not only do you need to seize the moment, expect obstacles, synergize your faith, but also, number four, you need to step into your new reality. Some people will always question the work of God in your life, no matter what God does. So I want you to see what it says in verse 21. It says, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, who is this fella who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, why are you thinking these things in your heart? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? Hey, what's easier to say? Your marriage is healed, or your sins are forgiven? What's easier to say? I give you a job, or I heal the hurt that you have in your heart? What's easier to say? And what Jesus is saying is, I have power over the physical, the financial, over every realm, and one realm affects the other realm. And so Jesus said, but I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the paralyzed man who was still sitting on the mat, he said, I tell you, all the eyes are looking, all the crowd is fixated. I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. Verse 25, immediately. Say it out loud with me. Immediately. Oh, not progressively. Immediately, he stood up in front of them and took what he had been lying on, and he went home praising God. The power of the resurrected Jesus. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to close our time together, because I believe that some of you are here and you've come with an issue, but you don't understand that the real issue that God wants to deal with is the spiritual issue behind your issue. Oh, he has power to fix both. But you know what? Your marriage can be restored, and you can walk away just spiritually depleted as you were before, because God can restore your marriage, but you need to heal your spirit, not just restore your marriage. God can physically heal your body, yet you would walk away a healed person with a broken spirit. God is in the business of touching your spirit, not just your body, not just your finances, not just your marriage. He wants something deeper than what you even know. Your problem is not your problem. Your problem is deeper than your problem. So you got to break the ceiling to get to the root issue. You got to break the ceiling to get to the presence of Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called Chain Reaction, Setting Change in Motion. And tonight was the second half of his message called Breaking Through Your Ceiling. Join us on the next Straight Talk for part 3. Your problem is not your problem. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find helpful tools that will help you in your walk with God. If you prefer to have a CD of the message, please contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's first book, Unstuck, is also available for only $10 plus shipping. If you are looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations throughout Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would really love to meet you. Well, that's it for us here at Straight Talk. And on behalf of Pastor Mark and myself, thanks again for listening. Have a great night, and God bless.